Should we start? We've got a pretty tight schedule, so.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for being here and being on time. To respect your time, we're not completely sure we've got the AV all set up for the remote stream, but for those here in the room, we'll start it off and post slides. Bit of housekeeping, I guess. We've got, like I say, a very full schedule between today and tomorrow.
Today. Still going tomorrow, we've got a problem.
Tomorrow's a flight, but anyhow. So, Alexis, you want to walk us quickly through it and then tell us the rest of the housekeeping stuff, and then I'll talk, give an overview of the SBOM stuff quickly.
Right, okay. First of all, for us, for the strange people who do not know us, this is Kate the Magnificent. Adolfo the Great is somewhere, yeah, trying to find AV solutions, and I'm Alexius. Right. In the program that you have seen, we did not do a nice job like other dev rooms, and it did not leave any time between the end of one talk and the start of the other. Therefore, if you're speaking, imagine that you got 5 minutes stripped off the land, because we went to finish early and switch laptops and bring the next presenter on. Right. As you've seen, we have lots of talks all about SBOMs. Right.
Oh, that's good? Okay.
Yeah, we just have to speak up.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I can't speak even. This is. Okay, so. We have lots of things about SBOMs. We try to group the presentations according to a couple of themes. And we'll be starting with more tools that are working on SBOMs. Then we're going to be discussing what information goes into SBOMs. And then we're going to have more general discussions about SBOMs. There are two, we had interesting changes in the schedule according to travel plans or different people. So we have two discussions or panels or whatever you want to call them. One is on discussion on SBOM content, right, where we expect people to contribute, right? And the other end is the larger panel discussion about, well, should it be content there? Usefuls and caveats of SBOMs in general, right? And then we also have another time slot for everyone to ask questions about SBOMs, because this is something completely new. And that's about it, and I give it to Kate to explain what SBOMs is. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is as we are moving through the day, if more people are coming in, you may be getting asked to move that way so that as people come in, they can get seated. And so you'll see myself, one of us, basically, we start to see pressure, too many people standing in the back of the walls, go at some point in time quietly during the meetings. So I think that's it. But
plus, the room has a corridor at the end after
at the back, yeah.
So you don't need to cross all the.
Okay, so quick show of hands. How many people have started working with SBOMs already? Okay, pretty good. I see one or two not up, so I'm going to just sort of say the common understanding that's emerged of what an SBOM is the relationships between components used in building software. And these are like libraries, module, open source, or proprietary, widely available or restricted. All of these are valid use cases today. And we have to, because we have to work the full ecosystem and improve transparency, we need to be inclusive of all of them. This is a definition that's sort of been worked up in the industry through various meetings, and there's been European participation as well as North American and Japanese. So we're trying to get this. There was a document published last year, actually it was a year before, saying what the minimum elements are. And the minimum elements are a supplier, component name, version of the component, some other unique identifier, dependency relationships, authors of the data, and timestamp. That is pretty much all that is asked for the minimum. Now, anyone who's working with this stuff, it's not sufficient. So there are a couple formats that are already recognized as supporting this minimum. SPDX and Cyclone DX are on that list, as well as SWID. And so we have a definition set of the fields from that things, and we're trying to line up with that in the various formats, okay? And then possibly do a lot more. Most of us here are in the SPDX community, and it is able to extend beyond that minimum, and we are an international standard and have gone through the effort of becoming an international standard. So you'll be hearing probably a little bit more SPDX than the other one, but there are other people working on Cyclone DX will be here today too. The context, though, is an SBOM, by that minimum definition, can apply pretty much anywhere in the software development lifecycle. And we were finding a lot of people talking past each other. And so one of the things that's been working on in a group for the last 6 months is coming up with a common set of definitions about the types of SBOMs. And they sort of relate a little bit to where the things are in the design phase, but not completely. But the common ones that we see out there in the industry right now are the source ones and the build. And the build is where we're getting a lot of information for the security folks. The analyze is when you have a tool that basically gives you a binary and tries to figure out what's in it. The deployed is you've got things that you're putting on a system with configuration information, and you want to know that. And then runtime is what might be running on your system. You can generate SBOMs for all these sets that fit the minimum definition. And so one of the things I'm going to be asking the speakers to do is, as they are talking through their slides and everything else, if they could say what type of SBOMs they're talking about so that people can get it clear in their head how these tools work with different types of data. And with that, I will turn it over to our first speaker.